Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. I'm Patrick Hastings. This is Mike Irwin.
Actually, I'm Matt Irwin, standing
You're
in
Matt
for Mike
Irwin. Yeah, Patrick Hastings, and that's Matt Irwin.
Yeah, with an I. It's different.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Mitt Irwin.
Well, it's that time of the year, Josh. It's that time of the year when all the great football news is replaced by this.
What?
I don't know.
What is it?
Johnny Manziel should be somebody different. He should emulate his game off of anybody else. Who's the Buffalo Bills' most explosive weapon? It's worthless.
What?
It's absolutely worthless this time of year.
Why?
To talk football?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, the highlight of the week has been a punter made fun of some quarterbacks, and then a center tried to set him straight. Like,
what about the Hyundai deal?
Oh, that Hyundai took over for GM as a official automobile of the NFL?
Yeah. What would you rather drive?
Well, if you were watching Ballers last night.
A Maserati?
Then you would know.
McLaren?
Peyton Manning doesn't actually drive a Cadillac.
No, Peyton Manning doesn't drive in a fucking Buick. He drives a Mercedes. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Let me just live in that moment of, that's TV. Is that not what everything is? That's TV. What he really drives is a Mercedes. Durr.
That was the, since I am such a huge, huge fan of Ballers, such a ginormous, incredible fan.
I can't stop watching it.
I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop talking about it.
Stop, get it.
Mm-mm, can't and won't. If you've seen our Twitter timeline, it's really just like one Baller quote after another, just hard hitting. It's 30 minutes long, but it's a deep 30 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. You come away feeling like, A, that you learned something, B, entertained. I mean, entertained to the max, Josh.
Okay.
And on top of that, you want more.
I want more?
No, I don't know.
It's like 30 minutes of shit I already know about.
It's the
it's like the show's kind of boring to me because it's like I hear those stories all the time. Guy gets in the pros, brings all his family with him, and he's broke. Guy goes to bar, gets in a fight, maybe not his fault. Somebody took a picture because he was screwing somebody in the bathroom. We hear these stories. It's so nothing new to us.
I feel like we've talked a little bit about this. Maybe we've danced around it. Playmakers?
Playmakers is better.
Okay, so Playmakers was better.
So far. I don't know what you want me to get with this.
Okay, so people criticize Playmakers. Specifically, players criticize Playmakers when it came out.
But it was TV.
Because there was too much stuff happening. What the argument was yeah, that stuff happens, right? Like some guy punches his wife or some guy is gay or whatever the issue was for that episode. And all of those things happen, but they don't happen all at the same time to the same team week after week after week. Like, that just isn't something that works. Obviously, Ballers saw that criticism and has run with it and just decided not to do anything ever. They're just going to string it out and just let it go where it wants to. It's like it's like being on a farm, just hanging out on a farm for a while.
All I'm saying is, like, Playmakers made no bones about it. They were just it's a TV show. It's a TV show, and so should Ballers. It's a TV show. Just get all crazy with it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you can get crazy with it. You can do whatever you want. If shit ain't real.
If you told me that Ballers was brought to you by Disney, I believe you. Like, it's boring.
So you're saying nothing's going on.
I'm saying nothing's going on.
You're saying that there's more excitement from J.J. Watt in this show. Speaking of J.J. Watt, are you getting a little tired of his shtick? I feel like I am. I feel like I'm he's everywhere. He's with hanging out with Arnold. He's doing some security thing. I get it. I get it. I get it, J.J. You want to be a big star. I understand. Too much. It's like Gronk. It's too much. Too much Gronk. Too much J.J. Watt. I don't want to know these people. I don't want to know you.
That's part of the thing, though.
Just put your pads on and play. Now, I'm not saying that he's terrible at the game. Obviously, he's not. But, man.
Are you accusing him of this being a... I don't know, an Odell Beckham situation.
I don't know what Odell Beckham is. And we were talking before the show, and I will agree that there's a metric shit ton, of Odell Beckham talk. I mean, Facebook just puts his picture, his stock photo everywhere over anything. And Terrell Pryor, boom, Odell Beckham. They're obsessed with Odell Beckham Jr.
Not his father.
Not his father, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We can agree to disagree, but I a lot of guys who come in strong their rookie season tend to peter off a little bit.
I don't know if
there's
any fact to that, but I want to say, I just want to agree with you. I want to agree with you, but I don't know if there's any fact.
If we were strictly talking quarterbacks, I would want to agree with myself very, very much.
Well.
But if we're talking wide receivers, I don't think it's nearly as dramatic. But that being said, Josh, sophomore slump, unfortunately, Odell Beckham's fingers fall off. Not as reliable. Just can't possibly.
We can't have a visitor section podcast without talking a little bit of Geno Deadeye Smith. We just can't. According to Ron Jarowski, he watched a million hours this morning, a million hours of tape, and they just see all kinds of impressive improvement. Because when you look at the tape, man, there's just so much improvement.
What tape?
I don't know.
I thought we just got upset with Tyrell Pryor because he posted 22 seconds of a Bengals practice or whatever. What is Jaws looking at?
I don't know. If it's game tape, I don't think there's anything there to be like, yeah. I've watched 1,000 hours this morning. I think Geno Smith, when I've looked at him now for a couple years in the NFL, I see a quarterback that's getting better. He's forgotten the mistakes, and I still remember going to Morgantown, West Virginia, for his pro day outside of Robert Griffin III. It was one of the best pro days I've seen. He can make every throw. He can do everything it takes to be an NFL quarterback. It's just about consistency. It's now year 3. Believe me, we put these guys way before their time out there on the field. We expect a Peyton Manning performance. It doesn't happen. I see a nice growth every single year in Geno, and I like the future of the Jets with Geno Smith at quarterback. The end.
It's weird. I don't believe any of that. I don't believe a single...
I don't think Jaws' track record is very good. I've been wanting to do a little research, but I just don't care enough with this dead news. But I honestly think, just off the top of my head, Mike, that anybody Ron Jarowski supports usually doesn't do so hot.
I don't think it matters. I mean,
scientific evidence behind that, but I'm pretty sure. I bet the surface is easily scratched. And you can find facts that says I'm right when I say that anybody that Ron Jarowski supports, they suck. Does he have a super – like, I don't even understand why we give Jaws that much credit.
Because he keeps showing up, Jaws. He keeps turning those legs, getting those extra yards. Jaws milks these stories for every ounce that they're worth. And, hey, if you're ESPN, you got to love that. You have to love it. Tenacious, Josh. Tenacious.
It's just ridiculous, man.
No, God, no.
But if we're in that game, if we're in that sporting news game, you have to make these outrageous things, right? It's the dead of summer. Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big holiday coming up. We've got Terminator Genisys coming out. He's got to make headlines.
I mean, he's got to compete with that.
He's got to. Because Ted 2 came out last weekend, and I think the most the phrase that I heard from that movie is probably no truer than anything I've ever heard true. Like, there's no chicks with dicks. There's dudes with boobs. That's like, that is the most truest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm serious. I don't think I've ever heard anything truer than that.
Well,
and
I
when
think we
Jaws
just...
comes to it, he's not saying anything true.
So he's trying to sell you chicks with dicks.
He's trying to sell me a Buick when I just want a Mercedes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense.
As The Rock would say, that's TV, Jaws. We don't want the Buick, who's Gino. We want the Mercedes. Who could be what? Who's a Mercedes? In the end,
well,
nothing like comparables in cars and humans. I tell you, there's nothing more identical comparison.
Yeah, I don't know where old Weatherford comes down on it.
Because I'm thinking your boy in Jacksonville, he's more of a Hyundai. He's more of a Hyundai right now. Maybe the top of the line.
Well, you know. Remember when Mazda was a joke?
Tony Romo's like a Jeep. It's like a Jeep.
Not
maybe,
one of those.
Maybe a Grand Cherokee.
I don't know.
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I want one of those Jeeps that seems kind of reliable, but then just flips on the tip of a dime. Just whoop.
All right.
That's kind of my Tony Romo. So if we're going to go that way, yeah.
I would say Big Ben's like a Humvee. Maybe the first Humvee. Not the second one.
Not the military ones. No.
No, I was saying the military ones. Thinking the second ones where they're nice and thick. Yeah, I agree. Let's strike that from the record. Big Ben is fat. I don't know how we've skirted by all these years without just saying that. He's a fat man. He's fat. Yes, he's tall, but his face is just fat. But you can't get past it.
I feel like we're breaking this news. I feel like when we wake up in the morning, there's going to be voicemails. The light's going to be blinking, and they're going to say, hey. On the Josh and Mike show.
How come nobody's asked, hey, Ben, you know, we asked Johnny Manziel if he's doing the money sign. That question just comes out of nowhere, by the way. It wasn't premeditated or anything. Hey, Johnny, you doing the money sign again? Where does that question come from? No, if you didn't know the answer beforehand. So anyway, it's like, hey, Big Ben, you're fat. Are you fat? And he's like, oh, yeah. I don't do anything. Off season, just kind of, you know, sit around, play some Madden, play with my butt chin. It's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, that's better than what he used to do, Josh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, this week on True Detective, did you have your little heart broken?
He's not dead. This is like Jon Snow all over again.
You know, I don't believe that.
This is Jon Snow. Over again.
It's tricky, right?
Even the chick from Terminator Genesis, Clark Emily, said that Jon Snow's not dead, and she's bad at secrets.
Well, maybe that's just her personal opinion. It's America. We're all welcome to our own personal opinions,
yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, we are. But she's in the person in the know.
Can you remind me of what this guy's name is that I get so upset about, who is a director on True Detective?
Matthew McConaughey.
Thank you. So there's two kind of parallel stories that are running with Colin Farrell's supposed death.
He's not dead.
Now, you can eat. Apparently,
I would say he was set up, and I would go as further to say that he was set up by the guy. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Is Trent running things? Swingers Trent?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really pulling the strings?
I refuse
Did
to feel that he is.
Did he set him up to get shot in the house?
I feel like he's a good bad guy.
Who?
Like, yeah, he's
Trent
a sleaze. Yeah, I feel like he's a sleazeball, but as we stand right now, he's not necessarily like the sleazeball you hate.
Yeah.
But I think the world in which it sounds like you live in is because we both agree, and when I say we both agree, I've declared this, and I'm forcing you to accept this. The American people will not stand for a dead Matthew McConaughey. It's been proven show after show after movie after special on the TV. Like, it's not happening. He will not die. We cannot accept it.
Now, I just want to say this. Mm-hmm. When you see previews for the show, they show a long-haired Ferrell with no mustache. So it seems like he would get shot, he survives, he shaves, he cleans himself up and tries to figure everything out.
Okay. So you live in a world in which Matthew McConaughey, executive producer on the show still,
yes,
cannot be killed.
No.
Therefore, by proxy.
Yes, Colin Farrell is safe.
Can't be killed. Okay.
Can't be killed.
Yeah.
And if you're a murderer, never go for the belly. Let's just keep it above the shoulders. You know for a fact that this motherfucker ain't coming back.
Well, it's weird because let's just assume that whoever did this to Colin Farrell is the same person who did this to the city manager.
Right.
Who they burned out his eyes with acid and then blew his dick off with a supposed shotgun. Supposedly, again, this is just me guessing.
That's just being mean. You just gone too far.
The same shotgun.
Burning out your eyes with acid is bad.
I
think it's bad taste when you say blowing someone's dick off with a shotgun. We'll say shooting his dick off with a shotgun.
If this was a lot in Constitution, we would really break it down for you. I was reading a story just to change subject quickly and then come back to True Detective.
Yeah, we got to come back to the blowing.
Well, so I tell a lot of fun stories about our hometown, Lawton, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you laugh at them.
I laugh at them, but it's sort of this.
They don't laugh, but we laugh.
So if you go to Albuquerque, and you're a fan of Breaking Bad.
ABQ.
You can go and actually go on the Breaking Bad tour. It takes you all around. You go to the drug houses.
That is stupid.
So basically what I'm pitching, I don't think people have come to realize this yet, but when I'm talking about Lawton, Oklahoma, I'm talking about an interactive tour that I can take you to right now. You can feel like you're in danger because you are, first of all, but it's the same idea. It's sort of this, Breaking Bad Lawton style sort of tour. So I'm trying to tell stories about Lawton. Of course they turn dark because it's Lawton. And
it's dark real fast.
Friend of the sun
gets down around here faster than any other town.
So I'm looking for stories that are light stories.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And so to show one of my perspectives.
Hey guys! Oh, big golf, huh? All right.
One of my perspectives.
Well, see you later.
On the Lawton tour, and I Google up a story, and it says, "Hey, I have two stories. I choose the lighter one, which is big news. There's Dollar General going in an Apache. Front page, going to save the world. This Dollar General is going to be better than any other Dollar General has ever been.
This Dollar General is not going to leave things in the aisle. This Dollar General is going to have more than one person at the register. This Dollar General is going to have everything organized.
We've heard it all before, but this time it's real." So I send that to my prospective client, and he giggles. He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's good I sent you that, because my next option was a man who shot himself on 37th Street in broad daylight.
38th in Arlington, Mike.
So you're
letting down the people, the facts.
I know.
There's no allegedly shot himself.
Smoking Gun just texted me and said, nope. So I was reading through several more stories that went on like
literally
that.
Literally Gun that's smoking texted.
And there were a lot of stories that were like, when you would read them, it would be like, and this man was shot in the head in Guatemala 22 years ago. And I was thinking, if this is on like Reuters, or if it's shown up on like CNN or something like that, they just say, and he was killed by Guatemalan rebels. Blah, 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 blah. Like, but something about the Constitution, KSWO, they just really want to
hit it home. They want to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, they don't want to really fool around with adjectives. they just want to just tell you what happened just as graphically as they can and then just move on to the next one.
I don't blame them. We keep it real around here.
So I sent him. I think I was able to copy you on the story that I sent. I'm just going to type in happy stories, Watton happy stories. And the first one that pops up is like, firework happy guy goes to jail on 4th of July after striking friend in face with butt of gun. Like, it was just like perfect.
This is the happiest story I could come up with.
And I was like, this is what I sent him. So when we think about True Detective,
mm-hmm. you're thinking this is really Lawton.
I'm not saying it's necessarily Lawton, and I'm also not necessarily saying it's not.
I wish they would. I wish they would say that this is based on stories from Lawton.
Just get in front of it. That's what we're trying to say.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Because only TV detectives can solve shit around here. You didn't hear that from me. Jim Haslett finally has an off-season mic, and he realizes it's not the worst thing because, you know, his defenses, let me tell you, the Washington Otherkins defenses have just been so superb that he decided to finally take, an off-season because God knows he needs it. Maybe he needs to take a permanent off-season.
Oh, well, Josh. I don't think it's fair.
Out of the Otherkins organization.
Well, I mean, you've got to think about how difficult that must be. What kind of chemistry can you get from a unicorn, a bear, a snake, a rat? I got to think that some of those personalities, they're just not going to mesh. You know, so I know you're not a Hughes Haslett guy. I remember him with the Saints. I want to believe this guy can still coach. But I've got to think that it can't be animals.
Yeah.
It's got to be real people.
Mike, let's ask ourselves here. Do you think Darren McFadden will be successful?
No.
In the white and blue with the star.
Ooh, I like it. Never mind, I changed my mind.
That's where he is.
Is this a situation like the late 90s Denver where you could just put any bum back there and get 1,000 yards?
I feel like Ron Dane resurgence. Remember the Ron Dane resurgency?
Mm-hmm.
Man, people were excited. Hell, I was excited. Remember that initial Giants pick, Ron Dane? Never really lived up to that Heisman.
They built him a statue before he played a game.
That's awesome. It's a great name, by the way. Ron Dane. You can't beat a name like that. That is a born running back. When he was born, they slapped RB on his shit and said Ron Dane is the best running back ever.
Send him to Wisconsin and he will run for 400 yards a game and do absolutely nothing in the NFL. It's perfect. Perfect.
But he got a check.
He got a check. You know, I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about people who get checks for not being good at football. Sitting on the toilet.
Let's put an asterisk there. Not good at pro football.
Okay, yeah.
Top
no, totally.
1% of 1% is kind of hard.
It's true, but when you win a Heisman, it's assumed that you're that 1%, right? Like, you're supposedly the best player in college football for that year.
Yeah.
And supposedly those five other people who are hanging out with you trying to get that same trophy are also good at football. How many times do those guys that don't win the trophy, we never hear of again?
Right.
So to Ron Dane's defense, it's not as if Ron Dane created what it is to be a bust in the NFL.
I think there's a gold standard of busts. Ron Dane's not Jamarcus Russell bust.
No.
Because you know, and to throw a hat at, well, to throw gas on Jaws and then light him on fire about, you know, because his takes are so hot. He is on fire. A guy saw Jamarcus Russell's pro day and said it was the best pro day he's ever seen, too. And he was a complete and utter failure. So we have to use huge amounts. I'm talking factory size amounts of salt. Just hills of salt. Salt as far as you can see when you take in reports at the end of June. And anything with Greg Cosell and him attached to it, you really need to just cool your shit. Just cool it down. I remember a one Greg Cosell thing. More specifically, it was about Dwayne Bowe. I like Dwayne Bowe, but I'm a realist, okay? He had Alex Smith as his quarterback. It's a pathetic sight, but before that, he had many other shitty quarterbacks there in Kansas City. Many of them. Matt Castle was one of them, and you see how how he's heralded in Buffalo. Just phenomenal quarterback. Dwayne Bowe he had where he got his free agency, he got a good contract coming off. He had years with shitty quarterbacks. And here comes Cosell saying that he's fast. You know, he's got all the mechanics, all the tools, all the routes, all the sides, all the shit. And then he had the worst year of his career that year when here comes Greg Cosell saying all this shit. So sometimes you need to take this shit into account. That it's not exact science, and that I don't know what they're watching. Other than, you can say that Dwayne Bowe had all those good things, and you could say that Geno Smith, I don't see where there's any improvement, but you could say he is a quarterback, and he does run around. He does make the throws. He makes all the throws. Is there any quarterback that doesn't make all the throws? Besides Andy Dalton, pipe down, Bengals fan, pipe down.
It's like Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert. I mean, you get what I'm saying, though. They all have to make the throws.
Well,
they make all the throws.
I mean, Tim Tebow won a playoff game, Josh.
Jesus Christ. No more. Do you think Russell Wilson gets a huge contract? Yes or no? Do you think he deserves a contract? A huge contract. Yeah, of course he does, but
I don't know, Josh. I don't know if he deserves to play in the league.
Looks like we got a Tim Tebow on our hands.
Just a fresh take.
No, I mean, what is hard about it? It's pay the guy. It's not hard. I mean, granted, you don't want to sell the farm, but you know, I mean, this guy's he's the ultimate pro. I don't see. It's just business, right? Young guy like him. Great head on his shoulders. I think everything's going to be fine. No matter if he's not a Seahawk anymore, everything's going to be fine. And everybody brings up, it's just that defense, just that defense. I'm like, Tavares Jackson was there, and with that defense, they went 7-9. They're not doing what they're doing without Russell Wilson. I don't want to break that to all the haters out there, and I hate that fucking word, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's a situation where Johnny Manziel would learn a lot from Russell Wilson. If he could be Russell Wilson, he'd be a much better football player.
Oh, okay. Well, according to Benzels, the Benzel defensive coordinator thinks Johnny Manziel simply needs time. I like these quotes from other people on other teams about this dipshit.
Yeah, about people who've never played with him, coached him, or know him.
Yeah. I just think he needs time, man.
Hey, I got an opinion. I got an opinion about that guy. Like, great. Good. But
let me ask you something. Ray Rice speaks with Roger Goodell for 30 minutes, and we speak for 10 hours. 10 hours with Tom Brady.
Well, I think the difference being that Ray Rice was never accused of cheating when he beat his wife.
Well, true. But I just want to say we live in a post-Ray Rice world, so... That's where we're at. That's where this NFL is at now. So 10 hours, we'll chalk it up. Next person that goes in there for something like this, something similar, needs at least 10 hours solid. Talking with lawyers, Goodell, and owners.
Oh, well, it's going to be a thing.
NFLPA representatives.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky because really what it's going to boil down to is there's only so many hours in a week, Josh. We can't have Goodell going in overtime because God knows I can't afford it. So he's either going to have to do what he can do 4 days, 10 hours, I guess, give him like a Thursday off. I'm okay with it. But otherwise, I don't know. We're going to have to figure something out because we can't afford to have him in these meetings all the time. We just can't. Nothing's going to happen.
So did the four game, have we got any light on that situation?
They're waiting until I'm really not paying attention to tell me that it's going to be two.
They're going to wait until, mid-July, right?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to wait until something terrible happens and then just go, and Tom Brady, it's two games. And then we'll move on.
Yeah.
And we'll move on and we won't even know.
LA doesn't get a stadium. Tom Brady's got two games. And those two games, they'll be missing.
Another player got a DUI.
We just gave those wins to the Patriots anyway.
Great. Yeah. I don't know. If you follow the story, Josh,
hey,
Tom Brady
you know,
was his greatest ally.
White and blue fans with the stars on your helmets. Dez Bryant and Jerry Jones are talking again because I'm glad. I'm glad because I'm tired of the speculative speculation. The shoes are just aching to be paid. Aching.
They want those pennies.
They want those pennies, damn it.
Hundreds of thousands of pennies.
Mike. Excuse me. Matt, strike that. Matt.
Yeah, thanks.
This is Patrick. Do you think Eli Manning is worth holding on to? Or is this where we, if we were to run the franchise, just go ahead and get what we can, either trade.
Eli, how much money does he make? I gotta think it's more than $10 million a year, right?
I think he can go sit behind Big Bro and then just slide right in.
Oh my God!
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh man!
Has that ever happened? No, that's why it needs to happen.
Cooper gets his helmet.
Yeah.
Third string.
Archie's back there warming up the arm. I can do it, boys. I'm on IR reserve.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Because I have people tell me, and I don't play the fantasy football because I'm real bad. I'm real bad at it. But people tell me every year.
As long as you're willing to admit that now.
Every year, Eli Manning is a terrible football player. Now, this is people who play fantasy because he throws like 19 interceptions, but they still win a game.
Yeah.
They
haven't been winning much lately.
Well, then they'll play, say...
got Odell Beckham Jr.
They'll play the other Kins, and they'll put up like 400 yards.
Yeah.
And then Manning will throw like, I don't know, like 8 games where he gets 126 yards or something. I don't know. Do you think he's better than the up and comer Geno Smith? Because I feel like
I feel like you could trade him to the Jets. Bam. Now that's a contender, huh? Eli Manning on the Jets with those weapons and the defense.
Ooh.
Could be a Patriot killer.
Oh, my God.
All again. Over again.
Oh, man. Whoa. I like it, Josh. No, I don't like it.
Yes, you
like
do
it.
Like it.
No, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I like it.
You would.
Because unlike his brother, where people still somehow convince himself that Peyton Manning is an elite quarterback in this league, elite awareness, just no arm strength anymore. People have never had that conversation about Eli Manning. Like, it hasn't been a thing where people like sit in the street and argue who's better, Tom Brady or Eli Manning. Like, no one cares. I feel like you can't give this guy away. I don't know. I mean, there's going to be some team that's going to hire him, right? But I don't think they'll be able to trade him. Nope. Not even for a 7th round pick. That's what I'm saying. Nope.
You know what's not fair? This is the Seahawks having Jimmy Graham. That shit ain't fair.
Maybe he's no good anymore.
I disagree.
I don't know. Every time I think that, who was that that tight end that came from the Raiders and went up there?
Zach Miller.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Miller was coming off like huge years in Oakland.
He was. He had some great years in Oakland. His best years was in Oakland.
And I thought, that's just not right. Like, how does that even happen? How does he get to go to Seattle? Well, it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. I do the same thing with the Patriots year after year, and I'm not talking about Gronk. I'm talking about every other random dude they bring in at tight end. Like, these are people that I look at, when, say, if I'm playing Madden or I'm watching TV, I'm like, that guy is good. Like, that is a good tight end. Like, that's, and then they get them. They get, like, all of them. Somehow they buy all 6 of the best tight ends in the game, and none of them do anything on the Patriots. They don't do anything.
Well, I'd like to see a scheme. There's sometimes with that tight end – is for the Seahawks just shows up like against the Falcons, and then all of a sudden in the one playoff game against the Falcons, I remember this, the one tight end goes ape shit. It wasn't Zach Miller, it was some other random white guy, and he just went crazy.
Like, where did he come from? I don't know. And then you watch the next game, he isn't even looked at. Crazy. Seahawks are crazy. You're like that. Mike, I didn't want to bring this up, and I didn't want to talk about it, but I feel like it's necessary because we had a guest. I don't know if we want to call him friend of the show anymore, but Vikings cornerback Josh Robbins.
Oh, don't write him off.
Wades into the gay marriage debate. I'm not writing him off. I would love to have him on.
He's a strong Christian man.
I would love to have him on so he can validate his opinion.
Did he say something? Please don't let him talk.
He talked. He tweeted this because, you know, athletes, please treat Twitter like a gun and it's loaded. Once you shoot the shit, those tweets can't come back. You can try to delete them. They're forever. They're screenshotted. Some asshole's probably got it saved on some server like every 5 years. It dumps. You're never getting away from it. But I quote Josh Robinson here, tweeted, "Love is love, ? So what will we say? What will we say when the 30-year-old loves your 10-year-old? I love this argument. When the dad loves his 6-year-old, it's different? ? Yeah, okay. Well, that's end quote. Nothing like the pedophile argument against marriage. Makes sense, I guess. Sarcastic.
Yeah. Just want to preface.
Just want to go ahead and get that out of the way. I'm mauled. You know, here's the thing, and I think a lot of people need to understand this, is that when you question beliefs, and something that's our age-old beliefs, I mean, going back to what some people would be creation to them, you're going to get some friction. You're going to have some, whether it be debate, or you're going to have some hard, you know, headed people that may or not be open to this. And it should not be, they should not be attacked in the same way that you were attacked when you had your beliefs. I wish it could be like that, but it's not, and I know that's a utopian world, but it's all going to be okay. No matter what he says and no matter what the other side of that says, it's all going to be okay. With that said, he's going to get shitstormed all over the place. And it's not, I mean, it's his own words. So it's like, dude, you shot yourself. I mean, you shot yourself in the leg, maybe some foot and ass there. You got yourself all up with the AK here. You just let it all go. And I don't think that was wise. You just, when you have something that's questioned, just go ahead and sit back. Unless you really know what you're talking about, just sit back and just maybe write it down on a piece of paper just so you can get it out. And then crumple that paper up and throw that shit away and not put it on Twitter when you're a famous person or anybody in some sort of light. He was on our show. He is a, as Mike would say, a strong Christian man.
He is. He's very, very strong in his beliefs, and it served him well until he got on Twitter. So I do. I forgot that we named the show after the show that we grew up loving, and they've recently rebooted. And I don't want to say anything, Josh, but BattleBots is, I think, as good, probably better. Honestly,
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it, man. I feel bad for not watching it. Is it on DVR? We can.
Well, let me wrap up the first couple seasons 13 years
let's
ago.
Let's get this out of the way. No spatula flipping. I never liked that stupid shit. It never made sense. They should have never been allowed. When you say battle bots, I want two robots battling it out to the bitter, pneumatic controls or some sort of oil that is like blood-esque.
Do you remember that show? Okay, so
yes,
first,
but I just hated spatula shit.
So you're right, because what ended up happening to the original BattleBots was it became basically rock, paper, scissors.
Yes,
you had like
it was
like,
stupid.
Like a spinning type, you had like a wedge type, and then you had like this
chainsaw.
So this year, 13 years later, they've revamped it. They loosened a lot of the rules. Some of them have like little bots that roll around and shoot fire and stuff along with them. There's this – tonight I watched episode, I guess, two, which is – if you are aware and you are a robot fan, it is Tombstone, which I looking at this robot doesn't look like anything.
Yeah.
But after seeing it fight, there is like no way that there is anything that is going to beat it. It's imagine a giant steel lawnmower blade on wheels,
just
like an arm holding a lawnmower blade.
I'm liking this.
And he just rolls up, hits it three times. The machine explodes.
Nice.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You know what I like about it is that we have now reached technology levels that would actually benefit this show more. Back then, it probably was, a fucking erector set or some shit, right?
Right.
Now, we're way advanced. We could do a lot more.
Well, and it's funny because you have designs from 10 or 13 years ago, you know, these famous designers who won back then that come in, and then they play some like, you know, some like 15-year-old kids from MIT, and they lose. And, you know, that tried and true, whatever the hell it was that worked 10 years ago, it's just not the case now. Like, and it's funny because there's a lot of nerd going on, and I get it, and that's what we love because it's 2000, whatever the hell it is, 2015 at this point. I'm not against the nerd thing, but the made-for-TV drama where we sort of stand around and, he hit my robot late, and I'm really upset about it, and I just, I'm so mad. If you added a laugh track, it wouldn't make it, like, any worse. It's just that part I don't need. What I need are more robots fighting one another.
I do, a lot more robots fighting. I mean, you could build these things endlessly. I mean, you can get Tony Stark on this shit.
You know, and I was thinking about that because, Josh, I am...
As a verb, people.
I am not... I'm not gifted, let's say. I don't build robots. But when I was a kid, I used to do a lot of rock and roll racing. And if you remember that NES or Super NES game, you might remember... basically, it was like RC cars that spilled oil and shot missiles.
Yeah.
Which got me thinking today... Josh, why don't we get some RC cars and, I don't know, attach a spear to it or something and just race around and try to blow each other up. It seems...
That would be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. The visitor section RC
Twisted extreme. Metal style.
Yeah, exactly.
That game? All I want to know is about the guy that had the... Remember his arms and like, stuck out into the wheels? Like his face, he's just all exposed. That needs to be stopped. That is a dangerous, dangerous vehicle. His feet were like in this harness, you know, like where the wheels, and his arms were the wheels. It was very bad.
It does not seem safe.
It does not seem like a cool character to pick. Everybody remembers the clown, the ice cream clown truck, right? That's it. That's all anybody remembers at Twisted Metal. I think we should get Maximum Overdrive involved as well. Give a little DLC. See, I'm already creating the game. DLC, we'll buy it for $2.
Is there going to be a zombie DLC? There
will be a zombie DLC. We'll put the vehicle from Dawn of the Dead in there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. See? $199. Yeah, exactly. Or you can buy all 10 of them for like $100 or some shit.
Oh, that's too much.
It's not too much. Here's what's interesting. The games that are coming out today, they sell you for $60 and then they nickel and dime you for like $280 at the end of the day. Or I wish they would just say, hey, here's the game for $100 and you just buy it.
Because you wouldn't buy it then, Josh.
I know, but it's so funny.
If it was like $12... See, I'm okay if it's like $12 and they nickel me dime up to like
$280, yeah.
No. So like $50. Because at some point I go, I don't need that character. I'm okay. I'm building Are You a Robot?
Thanks for choosing to listen to the visitor section. This is Josh Hastings and Mike Irwin.
Matt
go ahead.
Irwin.
If depending on where you're listening to, and I know this is not where a lot of people don't understand. If you're listening on Facebook or... you know, iTunes or whatever you're going to do. Just go ahead and subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe to the show. And pass the word along. I know we don't really give a lot of self-promotion here, but it would be nice to get just a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
A little bit. Just a kiss.
I mean, maybe one or two more people, and I'm fine with that.
Batch of cookies.
Yeah.
We have birthdays and stuff. Not Brian. Brian doesn't have birthdays.
Brian was never born.
He was just placed. I thought that was Brian off 38th and Armin.
It looked a lot like him.
This is John Connor.